Back to the Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select with Hockman, Gould, and Fredrickson on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
The news are particularly good in this song. You hear him in the background?
Yeah. Oh, that's strong. That's very strong.
That's vintage news.
Carlos Danger text in, CG, what was the plan for the music today? Anyway, great Huey Lewis audible.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this is a win-win for old Benjamin Hockman because the songs he had on here, Nelly, Country Grammar, Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison, Never Trust a Big Button, a Smile, of course, Chris. Ludacris, Southern Hospitality, Usher, yeah. And then this one, I have a feeling we'll get it again as the week goes on. Sugar Hill Gang Apache, mm-hmm. One of my favorite songs, even though it's not necessarily, PC.
Yeah.
With the Indian stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, they are called Apaches.
No, that's true.
But there is, it's fun, though. It's a fun song.
If you go to the Post-Dispatch website every day, there's a lot of different articles about high school athletes, and it's hard to really pare down who the best are for each week.
We try to do that here, though, because we have now the KFNS High School Athlete of the Week. Each week, nominees are posted on InsideSTL.com, and you can vote on which player deserves the honor. This week's nominees are DeAndre Campbell at Parkway Central, Kelly McLaughlin at St. Joseph's Academy,
Dan's niece,
Lauren Miller at Kirkwood, Javon Pickett at Belleville East, and Courtney Ramey at Webster Grove, who recently made his college decision in selecting Louisville.
I saw that.
Play for Rick Pitino.
Yeah, at Louisville. All right. Well, yeah. Make sure to come to our site and vote on that.
I think he did hats. Did he do hats?
Did he do an official thing?
He did something.
Oh.
I think he took longer than Rick. The KFNS High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Baker Exteriors, a locally owned and operated remodeling company and All-Star Trophy, quality awards since 1971.
I'll tell you what, my tummy hurts.
I know.
Anything else before we get to the grab bag?
No, I think that's about it.
Well, then, let's do it, Brandon, the grab bag.
Hey there, boy.
Hey, hang on, you guys.
Hey, man.
Hey,
I was on Quaaludes. I don't even remember us.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm Gardner, the owner of this house.
The South County window washer, a good lesser-known Huey Lewis in the new song, is Hope You Love Me Like You Say You Do.
Oh.
So a lot of good Huey Lewis suggestions. Carlos Danger also saying, after the text about the music, Huey Lewis, Jewish like me.
Oh my God, I don't know. I don't think so.
Don't look it up.
I won't. We'll do it on...
Think about it.
Do it later in the week.
Yeah, but I already have about 17, 18 names for a Jew like me later this week.
And we get to hear the song.
Yes. We'll have a lot of fun with that. I do want to let you know as well about KFNS and Inside STL Listener Rewards. Support the sponsors and save right now. Get a 2-pack of tickets for the St. Louis Golf Expo for 50% off. That's 2 tickets to the St. Louis Golf Expo, good for all 3 days of the show for 50% off. The tickets are on sale now. Log on to InsideSTL.com and click Listener Rewards to buy and save. Please note you'll need to exchange the online vouchers for actual tickets at our business office on Hampton. Limited quantities available. Purchase as many as you would like. See InsideSTL.com for details. It's Inside STL and KFNS Listener Rewards.
All right. What do you got in Gardner's grab bag today?
Number one, by the way, I now have a download of the movie Summer Rental on my computer.
Do you?
So if anybody needs it, let me turn the mic off real quick.
Good, because I've never seen Summer Rental, and of course we quote it here in the grab bag open with Gardner, the owner of this house.
So we can watch some later if we want to.
I think they heard.
Oh, sorry. Something happened over the weekend. A couple things, actually. I don't know the answer to the question the last time KU lost and Mizzou won on the same day, folks.
In basketball.
I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to put that one out there now.
Okay.
But...
I think Haith was still in Columbia.
He might have been, and sorry to see Bill Self get just his 10th loss in his entire time at KU at Fog Allen Fieldhouse. That was a rough one.
Who'd they lose to?
Iowa State. Couldn't miss. Wow. Couldn't miss in the second half.
Huh?
While driving this weekend, I'm adding this to the list of stuff old people do. I've come up with like ideas stuff old people do. Like, if you're with a group of people that are over 70 for longer than 20 minutes, at some point, or at about 20 minute point, they start talking about where old pharmacies used to be.
Oh, that's like, funny.
Do you remember the Rexall down by the Fox Theater?
Well, there's the Glazers down there on Clayton Road.
Yes, stuff like that. Or
in Clayton.
It'll go with that or about whatever happened to old neighbors that used to live by them.
Whatever happened to the Goldensteins?
As you get older as well, when you get in and out of the car, you start groaning a little.
Oh,
whenever
yeah.
You settle in, it's a... yeah. Or you get now, it's a... so, stuff like that.
That was authentic, happening. I think.
Yeah.
Talking to my lawyer about this, some of these things.
Which lawyer? You've got a whole dream team.
This one, it would be involved with any white-collar issues I would have.
Gotcha.
His dad now has Alexa and is just fascinated by technology. His dad is an older gentleman, retired, but is got. He's talking about his apps all the time when I see him now that he's on his phone. And he's got Alexa. However, he's become so into Alexa that he doesn't realize it doesn't do everything for him.
Oh?
So, like, he walks outside to his grill and says, grill on, and they had to tell him, yeah, Alexa doesn't turn the grill on.
Come on.
No, yeah, that's apparently happened here recently.
He thought Alexa could turn his barbecue grill on?
Yeah, turn the grill on.
What can Alexa?
Well, because it's a gas grill.
So you can play Huey Lewis songs.
Like, it can give you answers to stuff, right? But
yeah.
But I don't think she can do, like, household things, right? Like
she
Alexa.
She can turn the lights on. Oh, okay.
I guess I could see
like
that.
You can have it
stretch
set up to where it can do a whole bunch of things around your house where you tell it to turn the lights on or off and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So he didn't realize that it didn't turn on his grill because he's used to it telling it to do things around his house. Other thing I noticed, my girlfriend and I are coming up to a four-way stop driving. And I stop and this guy, like, kind of does a nudge and go.
Oh,
and she's
wow.
like, oh, he didn't stop all the way at that stop sure. sign. Sure. I think I realize that's something old people do, too.
Nudge and goes?
No, they point out when people don't come to complete stops at stop
signs. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Can't you see that being as you get older, like, well, that guy didn't stop.
I don't think he stopped completely.
And I know one of my grandparents' things that I love is, like, when we go to a restaurant together.
Yeah.
And then, like, we get in right away, and then, like, people start coming in, it's always you have to say, I believe you're contractually obligated.
Oh, yeah.
As you get older.
I do this.
Looks like we got here at the
Dang
right
it.
Time.
Always. I do that, too.
Yeah, that's an older person
oh.
thing. But the stop sign thing is something that popped in my head this weekend after she pointed it out, because I'm just like, I think that's an old person thing.
I think the love of my life, Symphony Girl, does an older person thing. I'm sure she's listening right now, so she'll probably laugh or get mad at me. We'll find out. But whenever a plate is... You know, you eat something at a restaurant, you've eaten everything. The guy comes, the girl comes to pick up the plate, goes, we didn't like it at all.
I think that might just be like a goofy thing.
Oh, but I've heard like grandpa.
Old people do that?
Grandpa.
Yeah, okay.
Grandpa used to do
okay,
that.
Okay, I could see that.
He's yeah, right,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah, add that to the list. All right. You're literally adding it to
well, the other thing some I bring
list.
Down too,
Alexa, add it to the list.
The other thing I...
And drive my car.
I wrote this down too, but I don't know if he's going to be too happy that I mentioned this because it happened this morning.
Oh, do
I
it.
I was thinking of this list. It involves Doug Vaughn.
Oh, okay.
He looked at the box of Cheez-Its that were sitting out on the table earlier. Mm-hmm. And he just goes, look at how much sodium's in these things. That's another thing older people do.
There's no way back
They're
at the Sigma Nu house.
You how much sodium's in something.
Yeah, yeah. No way 21-year-old Doug Vaughn back at the Sigma Nu house was pointing out sodium. No way.
Stephen Wildwood, when my mom was alive, she would call me and tell me when people I hadn't seen in 20 years passed away and then try to guilt me into going to the wake and or funeral.
Really?
No. That's a thing that happens.
Well, that reminds me of like on Larry David when they go, I don't know why this made me think of this, but he goes to New York City. He lives in L.A. He goes to New York. He's staying there for a month. He runs into this guy he like sort of knows from L.A. where they live, And the guy's like, whoa, you're here in New York too? He's like, yeah, I'm here for a month. Yeah, I'm here for 3 weeks, couple weeks. Why don't we hang out? You want to go out tomorrow night? And Larry just goes like, we don't hang out in L.A. We're there all the time. Why would we hang out when we only have minimal amount of time in a different fun city? Yeah. And the guy got mad. But it's true.
Why being in a different city would you just start hanging out with someone?
Like, he thinks like, oh, wow, we can share this.
Well, it's a
this.
Sign.
Yeah, it's a sign.
Maybe you have a connection at some point. One final thing in the grab bag for today. This headline I saw at KSDK.com. I find it absolutely terrifying. Huh? Man's 140-pound tumor likely started as ingrown hair.
Yeah, I did see that. Didn't click on it because it said the pictures would be graphic.
It's a local man. KSDK?
Well, it comes from their wire service.
Oh.
So I saw the story. It's a Mississippi man, a 57-year-old Mississippi man named Roger Logan. He was gaining weight in his stomach. He thought he was just getting fat, and come to find out, it's a 140-pound tumor that they think began as an ingrown hair.
How do you gain that much weight and not and be like, well, I haven't changed well, my you, eating habits. This, like,
Brandon's obviously never been to Mississippi.
Yeah. Come on. This just freaks me out about ingrown hairs now, though, too.
Yeah. Well, another thing to add to your list.
I'm never going to shave again.
Alexa, add it to the list.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not how it works.
Oh. That's, I don't have Alexa.
That's it for the grab bag.
All right. Well, always fun doing it. And fun show. Congrats, Huey, on next year's Super Bowl.
That's back of Von Castle. My grandfather once said to the manager when he asked, how was your meal? Frankly, not worth a damn.
They're just honest. They're honest. I like it.